It's the first really wintry morning we've had this year so far. So we're going to stay with weather and weather conditions now for a short while. Let's talk first to Siobhan Ryan at Met Air. And Siobhan, good morning. What is the current situation around the country?
Yeah, well, it's panned out pretty much as forecast. It's a bitterly cold, treacherous start to this Thursday morning. We've got lying snow across many parts of the Midlands and West, particularly over Mayo and Galway. And actually, the wintry mix of rain, sleet and snow is now currently mainly in over the southwest and south of Ireland. Now, it's still transitioning into sleet and snow over parts of the south of Munster at present. And actually, there are some pools of heavy water in across southernmost fringes. So really, for the main, actually, it's dry, a lot of dry weather in across the northern half of the country, but frosty and icy. And like I said, lying snow primarily for the Midlands, West and the South Midlands. And that wintry mix then continuing to affect the south and southwest for a few hours yet.
And what about the outlook? Is the worst behind us or ahead of us?
Well, I think over the next few hours now, the conditions remain treacherous. Like, temperatures are still falling. So that wintry mix still possibly falling to sleet and snow in over southern counties for a while. But come midday, things will improve. A lot of dry, fine weather in across the country. But having said that, frost and ice will linger for sheltered parts. And we're not completely out of the woods with the northwest flow then following. Some wintry showers will stream down across the country, even today and tonight, but really very well scattered. And at least tomorrow, even though it's still going to be very cold and frosty and icy, a lot of sunshine around, and then all change come Friday night with a spell of very wet or windy or even stormy weather on course.
All right, Siobhan Ryan at Met Air, and thank you very much. Pat McGrath, our Western correspondent. Galway and Mayo being name-checked by Siobhan there as being badly affected. What are you hearing and seeing, Pat?
Somebody I was speaking to in Castlebar described a scene of carnage overnight, and this morning snow began to fall up in that neck of the woods last evening and is said to have accumulated rapidly, leading to problems for motorists, particularly trying to navigate roads with any sort of a gradient on them. And heavy snow across Galway and Mayo has left most routes in a treacherous condition this morning, with some roads impassable. Now, Gardaí say in Mayo, a number of trees were toppled by the volume of snow that fell overnight. There are reports of trees down at Keena on the R312 near Glen Island on the way out towards Belmullet. That's impacted by fallen trees. Similar problems reported on the Ballure Road in Castlebar and also near the village of Strade. Snowfall has eased off up there in the last hour, I'm told, but more is forecast later today, and a substantial volume of snow also reported on routes around Westport, Castlebar, Claremorris, Mulranny, Ballycroy and Bangor. So a huge chunk of County Mayo impacted by the snowfall overnight, pretty much around Belmullet and Ballina. That North Mayo area seems to have escaped relatively unscathed. In County Galway, a similar picture, Mary. A number of incidents reported on the M6 motorway, a single vehicle collision near junction 14 on the westbound carriageway between Loughrea and Athenry. There's another collision between the Ballinasloe exits on the motorway that's causing delays. And around Connemara, a number of routes impassable. A diversion is in place between Moycullen and Uachtarard after a truck jackknifed at Roscahill, blocking the N59 in its entirety. Motorists are being diverted there. And the volume of snow that fell, and I suppose the speed at which it fell too, seems to have taken people a little bit by surprise. And it kind of has complicated efforts overnight and this morning, I understand, by local authority crews to get out and grit roads or clear roads. So they've been kind of held up, and there's a bit of a delay this morning on that front in some areas.
Pat McGrath, thank you very much. And listening there to Pat McGrath, our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran. Is it a similar situation, Cathy, where you are in Limerick and the surrounding counties?
Not quite as bad in the Midwest, Mary, but there have certainly been snowfalls across County Limerick, Limerick City and in County Clare overnight. All of them, of course, remain under an orange weather warning for snow since midnight, and snow has been falling consistently for a couple of hours. However, it's not It's not significantly heavy. There have been snowfalls across West Limerick from Newcastle West up to Adair and Patrick's Well, making road conditions challenging, but roads are passable. In Limerick City, there have been light snowfalls, but mostly of rain and slush. There are no reports of major road traffic incidents at this time. Snowfalls also in County Clare, heavier in parts of West Clare along the coast there, Milltown, Malbay, Doonbeg, Kilkee. Early morning bus services from Doonbeg and Kilkee have been cancelled due to the weather. Gardaí reports snowfalls in Ennis, but it's not sticking. It's more rain and slush conditions. Similar in North Tipperary, there have been snowfalls, but again, they're described as snow flurries. It's mostly wet and slush conditions. No reports of road traffic events. Snow falling but not sticking. Most roads are passable, but again, driving conditions are challenging and weather conditions remain very, very cold. Council crews in County Clare, Limerick and Tipperary were gritting main and regional roads last night and again to try and lessen the impact of snowfalls on roads and that, to keep them passable for, of course, the early morning commute as people make their way to work and to schools. But again, people being urged to be cautious.
All right, Cathy Halloran in Limerick, thank you very much.